Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. I am serious about that. I am working on your financial freedom because I'm going to tell you things that nobody else will tell you. That's part of the reason you tune in here. Other than that, you just happen to turn on the radio and I happen to be here. But if that's the case, stick around because the information I'm about ready to share with you will change your life if you choose to accept it. Now, you could reject the information I'm about ready to share with you. You could say that information is not for me. I don't want to deal with it. In which case, that's fine. You've made your decision. But what you would be turning your back on is something that can get you retired in the next 5 years. And when I say get you retired in the next 5 years, I don't mean we're accelerating your lifespan and all of a sudden, poof, you're 65 years old and now you're retired. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we can help you restructure everything that you are doing for investment. Because isn't that why you're investing? Isn't that why you put money away for the future? Didn't somebody tell you somewhere along the line that the way to financial freedom was to save your way there, to build up a big bag of money, and to live on that big bag of money in your future years? And by the way, they never bothered to tell you that that big bag of money, well, it depletes. It does draw down. If you don't have anything feeding that big bag of money, well, it goes away because you're drawing off of that big bag of money. Now, you're not too worried about that big bag of money right now because retirement to you is probably something very distant. It is probably something, I don't know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years in the future, something that you're going to get around to dealing with, and you hope that what you're doing right now in the moment will affect you favorably in the future. Okay, now I'm going to hit you with the topic. You ready? You ready for today's topic? Yeah, some of you guys are going to go, I knew you were going there. All right, you ready? Gambling. Yeah, that's it. We're going to talk about gambling. Well, you don't want to talk about gambling? You don't want to hear all the insider information that I learned by growing up in a place called Las Vegas, Nevada? Yeah, I was born and raised in Las Vegas, Nevada. I had a doctoral education on gaming. Yeah, before I went to college. I really did. I mean, when you live in Las Vegas, Nevada as a kid, when I lived there, and it was a much smaller town than it is now, there's not a lot to do. And why does everybody go to Vegas? Well, they go to Vegas to gamble, to take their hard-earned money and go into a casino, maybe smoke a cigarette, maybe have a drink on the house, sit down at a card table, and start playing cards. Yeah, gambling on your skill against the house, that you're going to beat the house, knowing full well that the house has the odds advantage on you, but you are better than that, right? You are better than that. You're going to beat the house. And let me explain to you something that I know about Las Vegas, Nevada, that most people don't understand. That town pays its bills not on the backs of the winners, but on the backs of the losers. Yeah, see, Vegas has got it all figured out. They know that whether you win or lose at the tables, they don't care. They will always get their rake. In other words, they will always get their percentage of the action. That's how Vegas works. Now, maybe in the form of you pay a fee. In other words, you make a bet, and some of that bet goes to the house to cover the costs of, you know, providing you the ambiance and the atmosphere so that you could make that bet. Other ways they do it is they skew the odds on you. So in other words, they basically say, okay, well, if you put a dollar down on this particular bet that you're making, we're going to give you odds, which kind of does the same thing in a different way. You need to know this. Gambling is a huge revenue producer. Trust me on this. It is a huge revenue producer. Las Vegas, Nevada lives and dies by the entertainment industry. It really does. It's been trying for years to diversify. I mean, they've got mining and they've got some other manufacturing stuff that they've been able to bring into Southern Nevada. But at the end of the day, the entertainment industry is the primary income driver for Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, ironically, up in Reno, Nevada, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. And if you go over to Atlantic City, New Jersey, well, they've got legalized gambling there. As a matter of fact, all the Indian nations in this country realized that gambling is a wonderful way to make revenues for your organization, for your government, for your whatever. It's a great way to generate income. But there are people in this country, they think gambling, they think it's evil. They think it's very evil. There are people in this country that think gambling is a sinful activity. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. And these people, they will not step foot in a place like Las Vegas, Nevada. They won't step foot in a place like Atlantic City. They won't set foot on a riverboat on the Mississippi River where you can do some of that gambling. They won't set foot in an Indian casino in many of the states around this country. They won't do it because gambling is bad. Gambling is evil. It will destroy America. Okay, there might be some truth to that. There might be some truth to that. And here's where I'm going. I think you gamble every day. I totally think you gamble every day because you have a retirement account, don't you? You have a retirement account. You're gambling that the money that you put in there is going to build up that big nest egg for you in the future. But it's really no different than going to Vegas. That's Al's opinion. And I'm going to back it up when we come back from the break. Stick around.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, we're talking about gambling. You in? Are you in? You ready to put your money down in red or black? Or maybe you prefer to sit down at a table and have them deal you some cards. And then you look at those cards and you assess those cards and you look at all the other players and you try and read what's going on in their mind because they can see their cards, but you can't see their cards, but you're counting cards. Or do you know how to count cards? And you know what? Counting cards is not illegal, but the casinos don't like it. And when they catch you doing it, they're going to remove you because you are impacting their revenue stream. Yes, you are. You are impacting their revenue stream. And that doesn't sit well with them. So, what does all this have to do, all this gambling talk, have to do with this big bag of money that you're trying to save up for retirement? Well, I think it's no different. I think that whatever you're doing for investing is no different than gambling. And here's why. Do you know what your money's doing? I'm serious. Do you have any idea where your money's at? You've got this big account, right? You've got an ability to go online, go to your account, pull it up, and you can look at the dollar figures. You know the value of that account, effective whatever time they measured that account for you, right? So you know that there's a dollar amount, and you might be going, well, that dollar amount's going up, or that dollar amount's going down. And chances are, it's going down. Yeah, chances are, it's going down. I don't know if you've noticed what's happened in the world around you, but the world is not a peaceful place right now. There's a big problem going on in Southeast Asia. Yeah, in a little place called Ukraine. There's a big problem going on in Ukraine, and there's a guy by the name of Vladimir Putin that's stirring up this ruckus. Now, whether you agree with Putin or not, whether you support the Ukrainians or not, is immaterial. It really is. It's immaterial. And here's why. What they're doing in that part of the world is affecting you in this part of the world. If you have your money in the stock market, you are watching the stock market do some things that are making you feel not very good about yourself. Case in point. Yesterday, I was at a Lifestyles Unlimited meetup event. Okay, so a meetup event is just members getting together to talk real estate. It's not a formal thing. It's not something that Lifestyles Unlimited puts on in their offices, or we go to a place where Lifestyles Unlimited has rented some space where we can gather. Okay, it's not that. It's a Lifestyles Unlimited member who wants to get to know their fellow members. So they host an event that we call a meetup, and they invite other members to come along. Well, my buddy Bruce, who's a Lifestyles Unlimited member, and he's only been a Lifestyles Unlimited member for less than a year, he received an email from one of the meetup folks, the person that was hosting this thing, and it said, hey, come on out. We're going to do a potluck, and we'd love to have you. So Bruce said, hey, Al, you want to go check it out? And I'm like, I like food. Let's go. So we got in my car, and we drove from his house all the way up to Austin. It's about a two-hour drive, but it was worth it, and it was worth it a couple of ways. The first way it was worth it was I got literally 4 hours in the cockpit with my buddy Bruce. I had one-on-one time with somebody who's becoming a very good friend of mine. As a matter of fact, I introduced Bruce to Lifestyles Unlimited, specifically because I knew that Bruce was, like me, a military retiree who found that trying to live off that pension was a losing proposition. Yeah, he couldn't do it any more than I could do it. And Bruce's solution was, when he retired from the United States Air Force, he went to work for a contractor. So he's doing stuff for the defense industry. Let's just leave it at that. I can't talk about what he does, okay? But it's pretty cool stuff. It's cool stuff, yeah. And he needs top secret security clearance to do it. So that kind of gives you an idea of what he might be doing, right? Okay, but you have no idea because I didn't tell you. But let's get back to Bruce. I got 4 hours in the car with Bruce, and we were talking about all kinds of things because Bruce and I have a lot in common. We do. We go to the same church. We're in the same community group with each other. I introduced real estate investing to him. He has taken it very seriously. He has been repositioning his assets. In other words, he's been cashing in underperforming assets, and he's been buying performing assets to replace those things with. So one of the things that Bruce and I were talking about as we were on our way up to this meetup event was what's going on in the stock market. Because at the beginning of 2022, one of the things that I advised Bruce, actually I was advising him this prior to the end of 2021, I knew that Bruce was he had just hit a milestone in his life. I think it was in October of 2021. Here's what the milestone was. He turned 59 and a half. Now, to some people, you're like, so what? Big deal. Happy birthday, Bruce, right? Okay. 59 and a half is a very important age when you're investing in all of these retirement funds. It's a very important age because at that age, if you decide that you're going to start taking distributions from those retirement funds, you no longer are obligated to pay the 10% penalty to the United States government. You heard me correctly. You're no longer obligated to pay the penalty. At 59.5, the penalty goes away. Now, you still have to pay the taxes on anything you take out, depending on what type of account it was, whether you pay taxes going into it or coming out. You know how that garbage works. I don't, to be honest with you. I've forgotten all of that stuff, and I don't want to know anything about that stuff. But here's the thing. When Bruce turned 59.5, my advice to Bruce was dump all of your retirement accounts. Dump them all. Sell them. Sell every position you've got. Burn the ships. Take the money. Deal with the tax, man. Take the money. You know what Bruce did? He did a little of that. He took some of the advice. He didn't take all the advice. But that's okay. Because back in October of 2022, the stock market was still blowing and going. Yeah, it was still going upward and to the right, where everybody that invests in the stock market believes the stock market always goes upward and to the right. You know, if you're looking at a graph, right, it starts at the lower left hand. Okay, you know what I'm talking about, right? So Bruce was watching the stock market do that. And one of the things that he decided to do was he did decide to cash in one of his retirement accounts. And let me tell you about Bruce. And I'm not picking on Bruce. Please don't think I'm picking on him, but it's going to sound like I am right now. So Bruce is one of these guys that bought into the dialogue that you have to have a diversified portfolio. Okay, he bought that dialogue. And I'll tell you what, he diversified so much so that he's got money all over the place. All right, when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you about Bruce's gambling problem. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year of membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, now my friend Bruce, he's really not a gambler. He's not. He was born and raised in Hawaii. Okay, so he's an Aloha guy. And trust me, when you meet this guy, and when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you'll get a chance to meet Bruce. You'll find out that this guy is so full of Aloha. He really is. I mean, that's just who he is as a person. He has no desire to go to Las Vegas and gamble. That's not something that floats his boat. It really isn't. He would rather spend time with his family, with his grandchildren. He would rather do a myriad of things rather than go to a casino. Trust me, that's just the way the guy rolls. But as I found out yesterday on my drive home from Austin, Texas, with Bruce in my car, I realized that Bruce Well, he might have a little bit of a gambling problem. Yeah, I'm serious. He might have a little bit of a gambling problem. Let me explain myself. Let me explain what this gambling problem is. In October, when he turned 59 and a half, that had been probably about a 2 or 3 month period where I'd been, you know, asking Bruce how things are going. He had started buying some single family properties and he was looking to invest passively in multifamily deals. And I was helping him out the best that I could. And mostly what I told him was run that by your mentor. Yeah, because he was asking me some pretty difficult questions that really a mentor is better qualified to answer. And the other piece was, I'm not his mentor, I'm his friend. So I'd rather have the mentor tell him the hard truths. But I'm also one of those guys that I will tell you hard truths too. I will. And the reason I will do it is because I like you. I'm your friend. Or you're a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member, in which case you've already come across the threshold and I feel compelled to help you get to where you're trying to get to. So that was kind of where I was at with Bruce. So 3 months prior to him turning 59 and a half, I was watching the stock market every day. I didn't have anything invested in the stock market, but because my buddy Bruce had a bunch of his money sitting in the stock market in these retirement accounts, I was a little nervous. Now, I will be the first one to admit the stock market was doing fine. As a matter of fact, the stock market did fine up until the point where Bruce turned 59 and a half. And that was in October of 2021. Okay. Now, at that period, the stock market went through a very, what I would consider a mild correction. There was some downward pressure on the stock market. And I remember telling Bruce at that point, hey, Bruce, be careful of the stock market because the stock market, without warning, will go into a nosedive. It will go into a nosedive. It won't tell you it's doing it. It will just do it. You will find out after the fact. And by the time you figure out what's going on and what you need to do to react to it, you will have been materially affected and not in a good way. So during that time period, Bruce saw his retirement accounts go down in value a little bit. Now, you have to remember, Bruce has been, up until this point, he's been a Lifestyles Unlimited member for maybe, I don't know, 4 months maybe, possibly 5 months. Okay, so he's still pretty new to all of this stuff, and he's still trying to wrap his head around some of the bigger concept things that we talk about, because Bruce, like I mentioned before, he's one of those guys that listened to all the advice from all the financial planners, and he went out and did all these things and went and diversified himself. He's diversified himself so much that he really doesn't make a lot of money because everything's so diversified. And that was the thing that I told him that he needed to get away from. Now, he was stuck on the diversification thing. Al, I've got to be diversified. I can't have all my money in real estate because if real estate fails, then what am I going to do? That's the fear of the financial markets speaking. That's exactly what was coming out of Bruce's mind and out of his mouth. And I remember having that conversation when he turned 59 and a half. I said, dude, seriously, consider exiting all of your positions right now. Take the money out and let's get you moving forward with buying more real estate assets. And just before Bruce was kind of at the precipice where I think he was going to do it, he saw the market tick back up. Yeah, he saw the market tick up. And he thought, well, there it is right there. See, I knew the market would come back. I knew it would come back. The market always comes back. See, this is Bruce reinforcing in his mind a concept, which is really a false belief that the market always recovers and that you don't get damaged because the market recovered. Okay, let's frame this again for you. Bruce is 59 and a half years of age. He's already got 59 and a half years in the books. We don't know how long Bruce has on this planet. Here's what I do know. He's got a beautiful wife, Leanne, who I love to death. What a sweetheart lady she is. Now, one of the things that Bruce has been able to do, because he's been investing in real estate, was he was able to develop enough cash flow from his real estate investments that Leanne, get this, she's retired. You heard me correctly. She is retired. They replaced her income, and not all of the income. They only replaced the amount of income they needed to replace. Because here's the thing. If she was making $100,000 a year in her job, once you strip out all the taxes, you really only need to make $60,000. Yeah, that's how it works. So they were able to get Leanne retired. But Bruce was watching that market come back. He was watching it come back. As a matter of fact, we got to a point in the latter part of October of 2021, and the market hit new highs. Yeah. So Bruce felt that he was okay leaving his money in the stock market, in those retirement accounts, because he didn't have a place to put it yet. And as a result of that, he just didn't want the money sitting in cash, because then it wouldn't earn anything. And at least in the market's kind of going up, right? So at least he's getting more money, right? That's where Bruce's mindset was at. And then we got into November. And guess what the market did? Well, the market started going back down again. It started to look like what it was doing in October. And I remember contacting Bruce, and I said, hey, Bruce, are you out of your position yet? And he goes, no. I'm like, what? How come? He's like, this is just a blip. It's going to come back. Bruce is gambling. At this point in the whole conversation, the whole thing that I've told you so far, he is gambling with his money. He's got his money sitting in retirement accounts, invested in who knows what. That money is sitting in there. And he believes, because that money is working for him, that it's best to leave that money in there. Because I asked Bruce, I said, what have you been getting in your accounts? I mean, across the board, if you look at all your IRAs, your 401k, your all the stuff that you've got, Bruce, what are you getting across the board from the stock market? He said, yeah, it's been awesome. I've been getting like 18%. I'm like, wow, that is pretty good, Bruce. It's still not as good as real estate, but okay, you're getting 18%. Of course, any cash that those stocks pay you, it's not going in your pocket. It has to go in that retirement account. You're not allowed to touch those things, but I get that. So 18% growth. All right. So that was the carrot that kept Bruce in the stock market. We come back from the break. I'm going to finish my conversation with you, and I'm going to tell you what Bruce and I discussed with about 15 minutes left in the drive. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant? And all of a sudden, it becomes very difficult to do business. I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so Bruce and I were cruising back from Austin, probably exceeding the speed limit a little bit, but hey, so was everybody else, and I figure if guys are going to be blowing by me at like 110, I don't have to worry, right? Okay, I wasn't driving that fast. I was driving maybe 5 miles per hour over the speed limit, and people were blowing past me. That's just the way I-35 is between San Antonio and Austin when it's not a parking lot. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, those of you that live up in the Austin area, right? Okay, so here's where the conversation got to with Bruce and I don't want to belabor this too much because, I'm not picking on Bruce. As a matter of fact, Bruce and I actually had this conversation as he got out of my car. I said, hey, Bruce, I hate to tell you, but I think you just gave me some great information to share with the people that are listening to the radio show. Can I have your permission to share that information? And you know what Bruce said? He looked me straight in the eyes and he said, if I can save somebody else from making a dumb mistake like I just did, absolutely. And that right there, folks, that is what a Lifestyles Unlimited member does. We care about our fellow members. We are concerned with making sure that we are all getting to where we're all trying to get to, which is a place of retirement to start. And then once we achieve retirement, it's working on that lifestyle, whatever it is for each of us. So as we were driving home, I asked Bruce how he was doing as far as his investing. And he said, yeah, it's going pretty good. And we were actually talking about a deal that he and I are considering entering into. We actually met the lead investor at the meeting that we went to, and we were talking with her for a while, and I think he wanted to get into that deal. It's a deal I want to get into. I know the lead investors. I've known them since I've been a member. They haven't done a lot of lead deals, but they're pretty aggressive passive investors. So they've invested in like 30 some odd different communities, apartment communities, and now they're going to syndicate their own apartment community. And I think this is only the second one they've done in like, I don't know, 5 years or something. At the end of the day, I know this lady. I know that she has it all dialed in, and I would be a fool not to put my money with her because I trust her. I understand her business philosophy. And I also understand that she is very, very conservative in how she approaches numbers. So that is something that I look for. Okay, I gave you some insider information as to what I look for in deals, but let's get back to Bruce. I asked Bruce, I said, hey man, where are you at? And we were talking about some of the assets they had. I mean, trust me, we weren't just talking about his retirement accounts. We were actually talking about a lot of other things that he has. He's got one rental property I keep telling him he needs to sell because he's got 50% equity in the thing. And when you sit down and you look at the fact that he's got 50% equity in that property, he either needs to refinance it, pull money out and get that money working for him, or he just needs to sell the darn thing, take all that money, and then go buy more and more assets. I mean, that's kind of where we were at. And we got to this one particular deal that I'm very, very bullish on. And I think he is now too. And I said, okay, where are you going to get the money from? And we were kind of talking about where his money was at. He said, well, I could take it out of one of my IRAs. And I went, what? IRAs? You still got IRAs? He's like, yeah, I still have IRAs. I was kind of like floored because literally at the beginning of the new year, I had one final conversation with Bruce because I was watching Bruce ride the peaks and valleys of what was going on in the market, which to me is a very risky thing to do when you're already 59 years of age. You've already found a better way to invest your money that will return far superior returns than what you're doing right now, yet you're still stuck in that old mindset. And Bruce was stuck in that old mindset. And I remember telling him at the end of the year, Bruce, you need to get out of these positions. And he's like, yeah, I know, but take a look at what the stock market's doing, Al. It's like, it's hitting new highs. At that point, I realized that Bruce has made his decision. He's going to keep his money in that stock market. He knows something that I don't know. Now, me, you can go back and you can listen to past episodes of this show, and you will hear me telling you to be very, very careful of that stock market. Because when it falls, it's going to fall fast. It's going to fall deadly. It's going to do a lot of damage really quick to your portfolio that's going to take a lot of time to recover from. So, are you ready to hear the damage that happened to Bruce's IRA accounts. Yeah, he still has a traditional and he has a Roth. And he was looking at these from the perspective of, well, they're already invested. They're already making me money. I'll leave that money there because at least they're making money. And then when I find an asset that I want to buy, I'll go ahead and tap into one of those accounts, whichever one gave him a better tax, whatever the tax advantage is, blah, blah, blah. Who cares about that stuff? At the end of the day, what he really needed to be caring about was the fact that he was not in control of his money, that he was gambling. Bruce was gambling since the beginning of the year. And I asked him, how much have you lost, Bruce? And he said, oh, I really don't want to tell you. And I said, well, we're friends. I'm not going to think differently of you, regardless of the information you share with me. You're still going to be my buddy. And if I understand what's going on, maybe I could offer some advice on how to do better. And he said, okay, I lost 16% in my IRA accounts. And I went, wait a minute, Bruce. 16% is a big number. It's a realistically big number because I knew that Bruce had something like $425,000 sitting between those two accounts. Yeah. Those accounts were worth $425,000. Not too long ago. And in a period of less than 75 days, he has lost $68,000 of that money. You heard me correctly. $68,000. It's just gone. Like it was never there. Now, some of you out there listening to my voice, you're thinking, well, he hasn't lost anything because he hasn't sold the positions. And you are correct. But you know what he's doing today? He's on the phone with his broker. He's been on the phone with his broker all morning long. As a matter of fact, apparently everybody is trying to get on the phone with their broker right now because the stock market is going through what your financial planner would call a correction. A correction that was sparked by inflationary pressures brought on by the administration in this country because of things that were done when the presidency changed from the guy with orange hair to the guy that is currently in charge. A lot of things changed in the federal government. A lot of policies snapped back to old policies, and as a result of that, it created inflationary pressures in this country, which coupled with the fact that Russia, well, it's not really Russia, it's Vladimir Putin. Well, he just wants to reassemble Russia. Let's call it what it is. When I was a young officer, I studied Vladimir Putin. He is doing everything that I studied about. He is doing everything today that I learned about when I was a young officer. That he's doing it. And what he's doing right now is he's messing with the world economy. The cost of fuel, right through the roof. If you're in California, welcome to your $7 a gallon prices. And by the way, it's not just the fact you're going to the pump and you're paying $7 a gallon now. You're also going to pay more for all of your groceries because most of that stuff requires fuel to get to where you receive it. That's the way it works. So this world is kind of getting tipped on its edge. And as a result of that, the stock market is reacting. And as a result of that, the stock market has been dropping very fast. Now, Bruce, let me just share with you. I've been texting with him during the show. And he said, I said, hey, man, where are you at? I said, oh, by the way, soft commits are open on that deal we were talking about. He said, yeah, I saw that. I already committed. He says, hey, down is down 700 so far. Yikes. And I said, yeah, it's already erased all the gains that were made all the way back to January of 2021. You heard me correctly. That's exactly what I told Bruce. 14 months worth of gains gone. History in the books. It is what it is. Bruce is selling his positions because Bruce has finally come to the realization that he can't control the stock market, but he can control his real estate investments. And he has seen the results that real estate produces, and he wants more. You can be like Bruce and see the light. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Get signed up for one of our free workshops. Let us show you how to change your life.
Del Walmsley on how to live the lifestyle.
You see a lot of people that are going through their savings rapidly, especially during the pandemic when people didn't, there was no work going on. People that work for short periods of time had a lot of problems because there was no jobs for them. The second problem they experienced, though, was that they don't have savings accounts because there's no savings plan set up. There's no 401k, there's no IRA. Again, you should have that on your own. Even without a 401k or IRA, you should have some type of investment plan. But the most important ones, I think, was the one before that, which is said people don't know how to invest. Even if you have a savings plan, and obviously if you put in a 401k and IRA, you really can't control it. But even if you do have an investment plan, you have to know how to invest your money to be able to do what we do here at Lifestyles, which is make a lot of money. Let's just put a cap on it. What do? We make a lot more money than the average person makes in their savings plans, with their savings plans. In other words, we take monies, just like everybody else does, that we've saved from some type of income-producing situation, and we invest it.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.